Unit 8.
Welcome to the show today. We have a special guest with us. Nice to have you, Dr. Anderson.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Can you explain nuclear energy for us?
Well, nuclear power uses energy stored in the nucleus of an atom to expel massive amounts of energy when it is split. The split nucleus generates heat, which is transferred into energy as steam to move giant turbines.
Wow, it's really powerful. How do you create nuclear energy?
By a process called nuclear fission. Here, the nucleus of an atom is split in two, causing neutrons to be thrown out, and these in turn hit other atoms, which are again thrown out. Another way to create energy is to combine or fuse two nuclei into one, which also theoretically causes massive energy. The method of combining two nuclei is called nuclear fusion. However, nuclear fusion is still a theory and has not been tested.
Most modern nuclear reactors these days create power using nuclear fission, right?
Yes. Nuclear fission begins with the mining and the processing of raw uranium. The raw uranium is then transported to nuclear power plants where it is refined and turned into fuel. If controlled properly, high amounts of energy can be generated.
It's incredibly powerful. Isn't it dangerous?
Fission works by using neutrons bombarded at atoms to split them, which then releases more neutrons. These other neutrons strike other atoms, and this releases yet more and causes more and more heat. This cycle is called a chain reaction. When the heat builds up, it must be controlled. If a chain reaction goes out of control, problems occur.
Chain reactions generate an incredible amount of heat, and the splitting must be slowed down slightly in order for fission to occur. Is that it?
Yes, the process must be controlled to be balanced and safe as well. Coolants are used to remove excess heat, but sometimes the process becomes unbalanced and heat builds up in the core.
Can that lead to a meltdown?
Yes, the coolant in the nuclear core fails. Here, the fuel becomes so hot that it breaches the container and leaks out into the real world, which no one wants to see.
Thank you for joining me today, Dr. Anderson.